Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Two-hand hammer projected on a dunk try.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And the dancing begins.
We've got our men's predictions, and who's going to win it all? Christopher, you want to go first?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Duke over St. John's in the final.
Rock shock, I got Kansas over Auburn.
You got Kansas? Ooh. I'm taking Florida over Duke.
Today's guests, NFL draft analyst for The Ringer, Todd McShay, ESPN senior NFL writer, Jeremy Fowler, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, and now it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. All right, all right. That's a weird way to start a show, don't you think?
And all right, all, all right, right, all right, all right.
It's a difference, like it's just all right. We mean business. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel, live on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey, our podcast. Hello. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here. I want to react to you. React to me. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. As always, a lot of football on the brain. I do understand March Madness is tipping off. When does it tip off, Chris Brockman? When is there an actual tip off to a madness of Marchness game? What do we have here?
Like 14 minutes.
Okay.
You're going to lose me. So what do we got? What do we got to start the show?
Excuse me. I'm never going to lose you. Oh. Don't say that. I'm a fragile on-air talent. Don't say that. But it's good to see you. Good to see you, sir.
It's great to see you.
You know, I'm seeing ghosts. I feel like Sam Darnold against Rich the Patriots. Darnold. You know, like I'm in MetLife. Is this Rich MetLife Darnold? Stadium? Is this MetLife Stadium?
Let me check the turf really quickly.
No.
If my Achilles blows, then yes, it is.
He won't hit the drop. He refuses to hit the drop. I'm seeing ghosts.
He doesn't know where it is.
He doesn't know where it is. He hasn't been here in forever.
It's right here. He forgot there was a drop.
Seeing ghosts.
Yes.
Yes.
El Tufo. On loan from Fox Sports.
Oh, stop. Stop. We got a special guest here today. Go Dodgers.
As in D's nuts, he's wearing a Dodger hat. What a fraud. What a fraud.
Fraud. O'Shea, it's for you, my brother.
My brother.
What?
Who is this man?
I really don't know who is he. Good to be back, you guys.
Wow.
TJ Jefferson, the candle's always lit for you.
But the I'm out of candles right now, so.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
TJ. Is that why you've got a Dallas Cowboy pen and pencil holder? Where did that come from?
Just now, this has been here for like 3 months.
Well, it's always blocked by a candle.
It's a candle. Where you been? Exactly. It's a charger.
Focus.
You put your phone there, and you got my pens. Oh. And you know.
Focus. Creighton, Louisville in 12 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Focus on that.
Creighton, Louisville. I have no idea who I have. Do I need to? I have to print
out
my bracket.
I need to print out one that's got who I pick.
You know what? We're just.
I did a lot of chalk.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do we know?
That's how I used to win all the time.
It's all dart throwing.
Nothing.
It's all dart throwing.
The only upset I did pick was UC San Diego.
Did you? Okay. This guy.
Against 6-seed Michigan?
Guy. Did you really do that?
I think so.
I think so. How dare you? Why would you do that?
It was the one that everyone's been talking about.
I just know you're, but I feel good about this. You know why? Because you are, without a doubt,
the bracket mush.
The worst bracketologist
ever.
Honestly.
We still have relics from
it's
that.
It's not even close.
Honestly, Jerry Palm is laughing.
Here, it's not even
Chris.
Close.
Oh, it's the worst.
Clown nose.
The clown nose.
There you go.
Yeah, we used to do this around here. The worst bracket in the room would have to walk around on the campus around here where there used to be people, declaring March sadness, right?
I have March sadness.
Okay. Hmm. But you chose who to win it all?
A Duke, baby.
And who did you choose to win it all, TJ Jefferson? Who did you choose to win it all?
I felt good about it. I picked Duke, but now I'm like, oof.
Now you feel bad.
Come on.
I chose Florida. I chose Florida. At any rate, it's March Madness time.
Let's go. 11 minutes.
As always, though, we have football on the brain around here. And makes sense, because who doesn't? And Christopher, we've been looking, searching, high and low. We being the royal we, including the once upon a time royalty of the National Football League in the New England Patriots. Mm. Looking, searching for their flag planter. Who is going to, from the outside, looking in, be the one to say, okay, I see what you're cooking there. I see what you've got going on there. I know you've got tons of salary cap space. I will take your millions and I will join the fray. I will join the team. I will be the one to tell the rest of the league, look, I'm joining. You should too. Because that's important. As you're building, you need to have that person, that magnet, for instance. How many times have the Washington Commanders, known as the Commanders, then the football team, and certainly when they were the Redskins, in the Dan Snyder era, who was on the periphery of the National Football League free agency or right in the heart of it saying, I want to be part of that? That person was nobody. Jaden Daniels comes along, Commanders change the ownership before it, and now boom. Who wouldn't want to be part of the Commanders now?
Exactly.
You need to have that guy. Drake May isn't that guy yet.
Not yet.
Okay. With all due respect to Milton Williams and Mac Hollins, those aren't those guys. Milton Williams hitting it 4 years, $100 million. I don't know if you saw on Edelman's pod and talking with Gronk, like, wow, $25 million a year. They haven't thrown that money around since Brady.
He the highest contract. Brady never got a deal like that.
That's right. Yeah. And so it's a new world. The Kraft checks cash just as much as anyone else.
It's true. That's true.
So perhaps we found the guy. Is it Stephon Diggs? Ooh. Who was visiting the Patriots. Bria! Pointing out, he had dinner with staffers last night.
Hey!
Were they going to illegal seafood? Is that where they are?
Maybe.
Right? On the Wharf?
Maybe Kowloon.
What other spots? Is that where they're going?
In North End, well, Italian Rich, you know what I mean?
Taking a physical today? The whole business. Is it Stephon Diggs? Is it him saying, I'll jump into this fray here. Everyone else is ring chasing. You know what? I'm roster building. I'm franchise building. That would probably, what do you think? Would that take 30 a year to have Stephon Diggs say something like that?
He ain't getting 30 a year. Not off an ACL,
pow,
bro.
Pow. He's got to, what is he going to get? He's got to get more than Milton Williams. He's got to be in the realm of DK Metcalf.
No chance.
Really? For him to say, I'll join a team fourth overall on the clock?
A 31-year-old coming off an ACL, Rich.
All right.
He'll be lucky to get the Cooper Cup deal.
Okay. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, Chris, then good luck. I hope you get him because you need him.
Definitely need him.
You need him. And as we're looking at the draft, Todd McShay's first up on this program. Patriots sitting there fourth overall. You know, and you're sitting
there
wondering.
Going any direction.
You're wondering, exactly. You're wondering who is going to catch the football from Drake May? Who is going to protect Drake May?
Yep.
Who's going to catch the football from Drake May? With all due respect to TJ Jefferson's find here on the program. You were the first one to say the words Ramondre Stevenson into a microphone here, I believe.
That is accurate. That is accurate.
So, I don't know. I mean, who's going to do it? And how would it sound to have, Pop Douglas and Mac Hollins be joined by Stephon Diggs and Travis Hunter? Your thoughts?
in.
Right?
That's a team that you can build with and win with.
My 14-year-old boy, my boy. You know?
Your man.
Over the last few years, man.
Your man child.
Watching the Patriots do what they've been doing. I watch Cooper watch these games.
It's been rough.
And I feel like it's like the end of There Will Be Blood. Look at the thunder, my boy! What could they have done to my child? He rooted for a team that used to drink everyone's milkshake. Drink it up!
I drink it up.
Now look at him. Look what they've done to my boy.
It's rough.
You know what he says to me today? It's great. You'll get to this age. You're already there, I think.
We're getting close.
Okay. And I'm on the back end of it, where when I see him for the first time every day, I think to myself, what's the first words he's going to say out of his mouth?
Oh, Sarah and I have been writing these down.
You should. That's great.
They're hilarious.
Make a book out of it. I wish I had done this over the last 10 years.
They're so random and obscure sometimes.
Similar to him whispering in your ear the other day after you disciplined him, saying you're not tough.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, which is one of my favorite stories I've heard on this show, maybe ever. He says to me, Dad, I've got a bold prediction.
Oh.
Literally
oh.
One of the first words he says to me today.
Okay. Which is entertainment purposes only.
Entertainment. He says, Patriots get Travis Hunter. They will have a winning record this year. And I thought to myself,
yeah.
Have you been talking to Chris Brockman?
Yeah, of course. We're making the playoffs.
And it's led me to believe. It led me to this. Poll question.
Fun.
Certainly since Todd McShay's first up. The first four picks in the draft, which one is the best chance of having a winning record?
Fun.
Patriots, Giants, Browns, Titans. Which one of the four has the best chance of having a winning record in 2025? Having this question asked on March 20th is completely dumb, but so is social media. And it's a fun way to get ready for Creighton versus Louisville and watch Creighton versus Louisville. What's after that? Do we know what's after Creighton versus Louisville? You don't even care.
No, I do. Got? High Point and Purdue. Yep.
Oh, excellent.
At 12:40 Eastern.
You know, interesting. If there's an upset, it would be the highest point for High Point and the lowest point for Purdue. Right?
Sure.
When's tip off?
3 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Of Creighton and Louisville.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is this going to be our first taste of Spinarkle?
I don't know who's on this call, actually.
By the way, it is
on CBS.
What is first taste of Spinarkle? What is that?
That was a Doobie Brothers single.
First taste of Spinarkle. You can hear Mike McDonald. Why am I saying Mike McDonald? I got too much football on the brain. You can hear the higher register. First taste of Spinarkle.
First taste of Spinarkle.
The original title of What a Fool Believes, I believe, was First Taste of Spinarkle. It just didn't have that ring to it.
That's funny.
I've worked games with Jim. Stop.
Like he's excellent.
Wow, Jim's great.
He's excellent.
I know that.
For sure.
What a Sparkle Believe.
By the way, I did text Iron Eagle during the Big Ten Championship final that Jerry Palm sounds like a Boogie Nights character. He responded.
Jerry.
Of course.
The fact that you haven't slipped when you're saying Jerry and said something that rhymes with Jerry is
no,
amazing.
No, I understand. I get it. But I influence and I skate on the edge of things. And hopefully it keeps people paying more attention.
Just waiting for you to slip.
Yeah. Jeremy Fowler's joining us in hour two. I need information from Jeremy.
You're the Eric Hyde.
Jeremy Fowler, along with Breer, I think is the clubhouse leader in information man in the business, taller than you think.
Oh, Fowler is
way taller than you think.
Way taller.
He's like 6'2", isn't he?
Yeah, he's big boy.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked.
His hair is always perfectly parted, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
1 minute to Creighton Louisville.
The madness.
Louisville.
By the way, what did I tell you? North Carolina is going to blow doors off of people. Didn't I say that?
Like 40. That was the freest
Any team
of free
that has people bitching and moaning and complaining and threatening to sue from governor houses are absolutely going to win.
Did anything happen with that?
Nothing.
Did that guy stand down?
I mean, I imagine that would be undercutting the discovery process that North Carolina blew the doors off of the first opponent they had.
They're making the Sweet 16.
I have that in my pool, by the way.
I picked it, too.
I have that in my pool. Who's hour three on the program today? Oh, there's the governor. Should we get the governor on? By the way, let me just say this to the governor's office. of West Virginia.
Come on, I have a feeling.
The stanchion?
No, I want that placard.
Yeah.
Where is National Corrupt Athletic Association? Where is that? I want it. I want it in the Rich Eisen Show studio.
It looks photoshopped.
I will have every Michigan Wolverine that comes in here sign it. I will have anybody. Wow. Yes. Wow. National Corrupt Athletic Association. Where, by the way, whatever, you know what? Charleston, West Virginia? Is that the capital of West Virginia? I know I'm really wading into waters
I
here, right?
So. Whatever
FedEx Kinko's and the Capitol Hill there did that, great job. Great work.
Capitol West Virginia. Good job.
Great work. I want that for the studio. I'll put it next to the old Wunderlich test sign that I have from a combine that I ripped off years ago. I figure the statute of limitations is long since passed.
Yeah, you're good, Rich.
I figure discounted that. There was somebody like Gil Brandt was walking around saying, what is that sign? And I just like, there I was. Like the Pink Panther.
You tucked it under your arm.
I went right out. Like Thomas Crown. Went
Thomas
out of there.
Crown.
The Rich Eisen affair.
I had the zip up. I had the zip up bag. I put the artwork right in there and walked out.
Steve McQueen or the Pierce Brosnan?
Oh, Pierce Brosnan. Okay. Because I know I'm talking to you. Has the game started?
I've seen both.
Have we tipped off?
We're about to
go. All right.
Third hour guest, Cage Brockman's favorite wrestler.
Oh, that's right. Dude.
I thought you were building up to something, so that's why I didn't answer.
No, it's just I've got so much going on. Sleep deprived. He's zooming in, I think, from Europe to promote the fact that he's on Good Morning Football next week. Mm-hmm. Because let's not forget, at the Super Bowl, I'm like, dude, you want to be a sports broadcaster?
We've tipped off.
You influenced him to step out of his comfort zone. And become, what is he hosting Good Morning Football 4 hours next week?
He is doing three. I'm sure he'll do the Good Morning Football that you see on the Roku channel that precedes us. He's going to do the whole thing.
Let's go.
That's the earliest Seth wakes up, man. I don't know if he's aware. I don't know if he's ready for that.
Well, he'll still be over there, right?
Then he's coming here after, I believe, on Monday.
Yeah,
physically here.
Do I take Cage out of school so he can meet Seth?
1,000,000%.
Okay, good. I just wanted someone to back me up on
that. Well, I mean, obviously, you got to run that up the flowchart at home. I imagine so.
Probably.
Like, what's he going to do? One day he's going to be 20 years old and color outside the lines and go, damn it, what happened to me? That was that one day.
That one day I missed TK.
That one day.
He colors outside the lines.
All right. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Todd McShay's first up. I want to know what Todd McShay's answer to our poll question is. Which of the top four teams on the clock has had the best chance to be a winning team this coming fall? Which is, again, a stupid question to ask now, which is why I'm not asking of Mike Mayock. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Todd McShay is here on the program from The Ringer. That's next. Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now, so visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Our friend from the Ringer, back on the Rich Eisen Show, the McShay Show. Get it wherever you get your podcast, certainly on the Spotify platform. Ladies and gentlemen, last we saw him, he was standing on the field of the Senior Bowl. Now we see him in the McShay Show studio with a Richmond Spider helmet behind him, Todd McShay. Good to see you, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing
what, 34 days? Is that right?
Is that it? Is that all there is? Because so. It, you know, it's too long, man. You know, I mean, in all honesty, do you think that if all 32 teams got a call from the NFL today and saying, guess what? You know, there was a mistake or whatever. We're just, this is, you know, we decided to have the draft tomorrow. Don't you think everyone could do it right now, Todd? Or would there be just a freak out?
What do you think? There would, come on, Rich. How long have you been doing this? Could they do it? And when they have a freak out,
Yes and yes, right?
I mean, can't you just hear now, like, the head coaches, the general managers, we have a process and we're not done with our process and we haven't brought in all of our 30 visits and we haven't gone to, you know, so yes, there would be a freak out, but everyone would just be just fine, I think.
Why do you think we haven't seen any trades amongst first rounders or into the first round or out of the first round? We haven't seen one yet. Why do you think that's the case, Tom?
I think there's a couple things. I think a couple teams in the top 10 at least temporarily solved their quarterback situation for next year.
Right.
It doesn't mean that when you bring in Justin Fields, that prevents you from drafting Jackson Dart, the Ole Miss quarterback at number 7, if you're the Jets. And that's something I think we should probably start paying a little bit of attention to. Doesn't mean a 35-year-old Geno Smith next season for the Las Vegas Raiders, that maybe they, if they've got a guy, that they don't want to draft a quarterback there. But we know there are two quarterbacks that are probable to go in the top 3, but not definite. And I think, honestly, it's all hinging on Tennessee right now. We know their process. They would freak out if you told them the draft was today because they're not done with their process. That's a process, whether it's Brian Callahan and what he went through with Joe Burrow, the organization and what they believe in. They want to finish their process. And I think Albert Breer had a great article about, you know, the four guys and what they're going to go through leading up to the draft. So once they've made the decision, and if it's not Cam Ward, that's when I expect the phone lines to open up. But as of right now, according to everyone I've talked to, and I think the sources that you talk to, and they're well-sourced, that those calls are not being made at this point in time. So I think that's the first domino, and we'll find out probably, I would guess, in the next week or so if Tennessee is interested in moving out or Tennessee's all set and we don't need to get on the phone.
Well, maybe what would influence Tennessee would be a godfather offer from a team that doesn't get Aaron Rodgers. Maybe his process is causing a little bit more of a slow motor in New Jersey and Pittsburgh, right?
Yes, but I'll say this, Tennessee, yes, slow motor from the teams that potentially could be trying to move up. I agree with that.
Okay.
Tennessee, you know how it goes. Like, if you finish your process of the evaluation and you've spent the time flying to Cam Ward and working him out individually and putting your installs in and you've brought him into your place and he's met everyone there and you've spent time on the board with him and watching tape and picking his brain and getting to know how he mentally processes. And when you're done with that, if you think he's the guy, there shouldn't be a compensation package that would move you off that spot, would kind of be my answer. But if you either decide we're all in on Cam or we're going to go with the best player in this draft, and that's Abdul Carter, the edge rusher from Penn State, and we think we might be able to, we know we could get him at 2, and we think there's a decent chance we could get him at 3, but probably going to be Travis Hunter there. And so we're out of the quarterback market with the with this first pick in the 25 draft. So I think that's what's happening right now.
What would you counsel Tennessee to do 34 days before the draft, Todd? What would you counsel?
I would take Cam Ward. I think he has the talent to be developed. I think you brought in a coach in Callahan who has worked with Joe Burrow, who can help in the development process. I think when you get these opportunities, you got to take them. I mean, you can't look at that division, you know, not just the NFL, but that division and the quarterbacks that are in it. And so you have a chance with a guy who's got some really unique things about his game, from the arm angles to the, I love his on schedule stuff. Like when he gets to the top of his drop and is decisive with where he wants to go with the football, he's a flat out assassin. Okay. And so in addition to that, the arm angles and the off schedule things and what he can create, he's got to speed up his mental process. There's no question. Make some decisions that frighten you at times. But we said the same stuff about Patrick Mahomes. We've said the same stuff about Josh Allen. Said the same stuff about Lamar Jackson. Though these are areas that can be improved upon. Do you have the skill set to be great at the next level? And I think the answer with Cam is yes. And so that's why I think it's been awfully quiet in Nashville. You're not getting a lot of information out. There's no one reporting of calls being made and contact being had with Tennessee. I think they're getting close to finalizing the decision that Cam Ward's the number one pick.
Well, not to turn this into a mock draft, but I mean, what would you say Cleveland's decision is if Cam Ward goes out? One, Cleveland's sitting there at two, Giants sitting there at three. Cleveland does have the first pick on Friday night. So what do you think they would do if Cam Ward goes off the board first and they don't move up to one between now and Thursday night of the draft, Todd?
Well, a shameless plug. I just dropped my Mock 2.0 this morning.
Oh,
Google the McShay report. You're clearly not a subscriber yet, which hurts my feelings.
Todd, you have, listen, man.
Brockman, would you get rich on, come on. I know you're the brains behind this.
McShay, we're on it.
Todd, I'm going to blame what I always do. My three children. Yep. I'm going to blame it on them. You know, I understand. It's just, I'm trying to be a dad and a host.
I got you, man.
You know, I'm juggling. I'm spinning plates, bro. So, but we will be all over that because we mock it like a hurricane, Todd. So let's do that.
I liked Brockman's yesterday. Mock out, rock out with your mock out. Right?
Okay.
That was TJ.
That was TJ.
I'm the other guy, Todd. That was.
I'm sorry. I caught it on social media.
I'm love on the mocks, which is, you know.
I heard. It kind of dates you a little bit.
Understood.
But no.
Guilty.
So guilty. My point in all of this, yes. In addition to the shameless plug of the McShay report, please Google it and subscribe.
Please. Yes.
I went with Cleveland taking Shedeur Sanders, and here's why. None of us know exactly what the answer is in Cleveland. They're still trying to figure out, is it going to be Russell Wilson? Is it going to be Kirk Cousins? Are we going to make a trade there? But at the end of the day, there's a lot of elements to the Cleveland decision at two. The first is you're in salary cap purgatory, okay? And that's not going to change next offseason. You're not going to have all this money freed up where you can go bring in a guy who's going to solve a lot of your problems. So there's a short term of needing to win now, because if they're picking this high next year, and we're talking about Garrett Nussmeier and some of the other quarterbacks for 2026, there's a good chance that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are without jobs in Cleveland. So you've got to be able to win a lot of games now, and you got the defense to do it. You got some weapons on the offensive side to do it. To me, Andrew Berry is the GM. My greatest asset in getting out of this salary cap hell that we're in and trying to solve this quarterback situation is I got a head coach in Stefanski who won 11 games with Case Keenum, who won 10 games with Kirk Cousins, who's won games with quarterbacks that are really fast processors, extremely accurate throwing the football, great when they're protected and on rhythm, but don't have elite arms and don't have elite mobility. And that perfectly describes what Shedeur Sanders is as a prospect, right? And so I'm looking at this and I'm saying, Yeah, I could go Abdul Carter here, and that would be, I mean, could you imagine how many points would you have to score with Miles Garrett and Abdul coming off the edges? Like,
three.
Not many.
Three.
So I would totally, I would totally understand that. And I'm huge on Tyler Shuck. We can get to that later. The Louisville quarterback. Try to take him in round two if he's still available when you pick at 33. But if I've got a guy who can develop this young quarterback and I'm bringing in a veteran to try to help win games at least early in next season, that might be the formula to get out of this mess. And it's one of the all-time messes that an organization in the NFL has been in because of that Deshaun Watson contract. So I'm not saying I have great information on that they're leaning heavily towards Shadur, but I try to put myself in the situations or the shoes of the people making the decisions, and that makes a lot of football sense to me.
Todd McShay here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I you know, not to put you in a position of getting in the heads of others, but why am I hearing Shadur Sanders doesn't even have a first round grade on some evaluators?
Because he doesn't.
Okay.
Because he doesn't.
So then
because not many organizations in the league have a Kevin Stefanski, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it from a skill set standpoint, he lacks the mobility that a lot of teams are looking for, and the combination of the arm and mobility when you're talking about drafting a player in the top five, right? It's not going to work everywhere. And obviously, you know, that the weather and the climate there is not ideal for that. However, I have talked to plenty of people in the league who have a second round grade or late first on Shadur. And I even said I had conversations with two people that are there. If you're in the room, as you well know, for those 15-minute interviews in the combine, for most teams, you're not necessarily the decision maker, although that person is in that room. You're one of the council, if you will, that's helping make that decision. And I talked to two people that were in the room, teams that are drafting in the top 10 that need a quarterback for other organizations, that basically, to paraphrase and summarize, it didn't feel like, compared to all the other interviews we've ever done, and even in this year's combine, Shadur didn't give off the vibe or the sense that he cared an awful lot about what we thought of him. Okay. And so I think there are a couple teams in the top 10 that are like, yeah, if he's around in round two, we don't get the sense he wants to come here. And then you go back to the fall when we started hearing from Coach Prime, like, I'm absolutely going to factor into the decision, and there's some organizations that I just don't want my son to go play for. And so maybe those are the organizations that he doesn't want his son to go play for. I'm never going to give up those sources, you know, but I can tell you it wasn't from Cleveland. And so you combine that with some of the stuff on social media with Shadur, you know, with Bazana, I guess, the top prospect in Cleveland's, you know, baseball organization, and some of the other things that have come out. It looks like Cleveland would be on the short list of teams where they would want to go. So I'm just putting some tea leaves, you know, connecting some dots here. And I think that it's a possibility, but for many teams in the league, with the interviews, with the tape, he's not rated as one of the top five players in this draft.
So if you have Cleveland going for Shadur, and I guess raising his draft status above what maybe most observers have him at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Giants would do that with someone else at third overall if both Ward and Shadur are off the board and the Giants are on the clock and hadn't made a move up? Do you think they do that also? And if so, for who?
What's interesting is it's the majority versus it only takes one, right? I've heard nothing about Jackson Dart to the Giants, and you're sitting there with the opportunity now at three, and a fan base that's pissed off because you missed on the quarterbacks again this year in their minds, right? And it's like, well, if Jackson Dart is a possibility at seven for the Jets or at nine for the Saints, but everyone's saying, hey, more late first, early second, and everyone's talking about, well, maybe Pittsburgh or a team trading up, if the Giants miss out on him, you know, miss out on the top two quarterbacks at number three, they could trade back up and get Jackson Dart. But then you start asking the question, well, if he's good enough to go at seven, could he go at number three? I don't think it would be the case. I don't think we're going to see quarterback one, two, three. I truly don't. And quite honestly, I can see a scenario in which Shador's sitting there and they've got the decision to make between Shadur and the top two players in this draft. That's a tough one, man. And it, and again, for most organizations, it's Abdul Carter or it's Travis Hunter. We're talking about an elite pass rusher, second most important position in terms of the NFL. Or we're talking about a generational talent, someone who's maybe someone who's never done what Travis Hunter could potentially do playing on both sides of the ball, what he does with the ball in his hands, his ability to take the ball away, all of those things. For most organizations, it's a no-brainer. But for the Giants, with Joe Shane and with Brian Daboll and the clock ticking, you know, the noose around the neck is getting tighter and tighter. You got to win. You got to win now and you got to show promise. So that part's interesting to me. But quite honestly, I think if it goes quarterback 1-2, it comes down to Hunter versus Abdul Carter. I went with Hunter. It's kind of a coin flip at this point. I know this. It's a puzzle. We know the four players. I feel strongly that there's a good chance the four players are Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and Shedeur Sanders going in the top four picks. Then New England, whichever, if it goes Abdul 3, they take Hunter, and then vice versa. But trying to fit exactly how that board flows, it becomes a trickier assignment.
Well, the mocks I'm seeing are have Hunter go to, prior to the one on the McShay report, have Hunter going to New England, and a lot of talk that he would be the receiver there. I mean,
yeah, you would agree with that. You'd have to play it.
You would agree.
I honestly,
How about anywhere? Not just New England. How about anywhere?
I think it actually. I don't think it varies in the conversations I have with teams based off of A, the evaluation, but more so kind of what the need is in the situation. You can't draft Travis Hunter if you're New England, and look at Drake May and be like, yeah, we're gonna play him. At corner full time. We got Christian Gonzalez and we just brought in Carlton Davis at the other corner spot. So we're gonna put him at nickel right away and you get 20 plays with him on offense. That's not how it's gonna work. Nice. I also want to say this.
Yes.
I think he's Garrett Wilson and maybe a little bit more dynamic after the catch. And I think he's a little more advanced, even though he spent the majority of his time like in meetings and the focus at corner. I think he's a little bit more ready to be a big time player at wide receiver right now in the league than he is corner. He's going to be awesome at either or both, but I think he's a little bit more advanced as receiver. So if I'm Mike Vrabel in that organization and we draft Travis Hunter, he's got to be a weapon for Drake May first and foremost. And then I figure out third down packages, red zone, certain situations. I switch the moonlighting, if you will, from he's an offensive guy, moonlighting on defense. That would be the route I would take if I'm New England.
I love it. Before I let you go, Todd, we did have Tyler Shuck on the show 2 days ago. There's a lot to like, brother.
How awesome is he as a guy?
Awesome. You know, I asked him point blank, you know, hey, you're 25, you know, your injury history. How do you respond to that when you're in meetings? And he goes, listen, I've been benched. I've won. I've been carted off. I've come back. I've been with 5 offensive coordinators. He goes, basically, I'm paraphrasing, what NFL quarterback hasn't had that experience? And right. I'm the most pro-ready guy there is in the draft. And I thought there, I'm like, that's a hell of an answer. You know, he's kind of right, Todd, you know?
As a young pup in this, it was all about at the quarterback position evaluations, like strong arm, ball placement, mobility's increased over time in terms of the value in the NFL. The longer I've been in this game, Rich, the more I've come to appreciate and place importance on, does this quarterback know who he is as a person and as a leader? Has he been through some bumps and how has he responded? I love the fact that, you know, the NIL and the transfer portal, we can talk all about that in a different show, different time, and then some of the negative aspects in college football. For these quarterbacks, it's been invaluable. Look at Jaden Daniels. You know, the 56 starts or whatever it was. Look at the last couple of years, these guys, Bo Nix coming in with like the most starts in the history of a quarterback coming out in the draft, 63, I think it was. I think that experience for Tyler Shuck has allowed him to get to know who he is, to understand how he deals with adversity. He's got the tools. He's bigger than all the other quarterbacks. He's just as, if not more mobile than all the other top quarterbacks. His arm's up there with all the top quarterbacks, better than Shador's. And his ball placement is right there too. I'm telling you, I would stamp this guy 3-4 years. We look back on this draft. I don't want anyone to be surprised if Tyler Shuck's the best or the second best of this year's quarterback class.
Wow. So, I mean, that's going to be interesting. 32nd overall when Howie Roseman's on the clock, you know, on mm-hmm. Thursday night. And if Shuck's on the board and the Browns went Abdul Carter top of mm-hmm. of the first round, I mean, Howie's,
I'm telling you, man,
Howie better have his phone
something.
Charged, man. Howie better
oh,
have his
phone. Oh, he always does. He's got two or three,
cause,
right?
Because everyone's going to know what Cleveland's going to do on the top of Friday. And so...
Or the Giants, if it goes
right.
if it goes Ward, Shador, 1-2. Yeah.
Okay. Todd, this is awesome. I'd love to talk to you as much as you're willing. This is great stuff. You're awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Always.
The McShay Show podcast, where the Ringers podcasts are all sitting on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, the McShay Report, which is a must-have. And the latest mock draft 2.0, right? How many, what are we going to get? Are we going to get a three? What's your goal?
We're going to get four. We're going to get four.
Okay.
One more wedge between now mm-hmm. and then the night before.
All
yeah.
Right. You got a plan.
Yeah.
You're going to follow through.
We
with
got
it.
A plan.
Thanks, Todd. You're the best.
Let's
Thanks,
go.
Bud.
All right, brother.
You got it. That's Todd McShay, everybody, right yes. here on the Rich Eisen Show. Tons of food for thought. My goodness. Including he does not like Love on the Mocks. He likes yours.
Rock out with your mock out.
Rock out with your mock out. That's McShay's choice. And he's an,
winner.
I love the evaluators. Everything is up for evaluation.
Right. When?
Honestly, everything. I feel judged. It's that time of year.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. It's tax season, and we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it, guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
No Contest Wrestling, where O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their hot takes with the biggest names in the game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bron Breakker.
Welcome to the pod.
My aspirations in life, I always wanted to be a WWE superstar.
The prodigy, Roxanne Perez. I gotta talk about the hugger cosplay.
I mean, it was perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah. LA Knight.
What
man.
Am I
Welcome
doing here? At this point, I can retire. See everybody.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Not once have I been able to live out my long dream. As a young tuck growing up in Staten Island, New York, I've always dreamt to do a show like this one, wearing a mustache with one of my colleagues in full clown makeup and a black wig and a red clown nose, Chris Brockman. Wearing that on this show, having March sadness.
Rich, I'm so sad.
And you will be out on the DirecTV thoroughfare dressed like that, with a Rich Eisen Show sandwich board that reads, I have March sadness.
This is the most public yet of my many humiliations. I have March sadness. Can you come give me a hug?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sad.
Oh, feel better.
Thank you.
He'll be okay.
Congratulations to you for getting more out of the clown makeup this year than last year. At this point, last year, yep. hour three, you had already removed it,
yep.
Crying like a baby about how your skin had hurt.
Hit me in my leg.
That's basically what it was. You kind of look like Zach Galifianakis in Baskets right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
you know,
one.
On FX,
that's a good one.
You kind of look like that angry, sort of disheveled clown right now.
This is not a good look for me.
I disagree.
For a third consecutive year has finished dead last in the Rich Eisen Show bracket competition, thus having to wear clown makeup for all 3 hours, none other than Chris Brockman from Modern Family, our friend Eric Stone Street. How are you, Eric?
Well, I'm not doing very well, Rich.
Oh, no.
Take that wig off right now.
Okay,
I'm watching you.
Remove the wig, Brockman.
Come back. I have March.
No,
I'm just going to follow
she
you
she
now.
Hit the wave.
I don't know where you're going.
Now this is creepy. Now this is creepy.
Come on. I have March sadness. Just give me a hug, my man. You get it.
Oh, yeah.
You get it. Chris Long, I have March
yes!
sadness.
Yes!
I need a hug.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yes.
You're a good man.
Management approved. It's a tradition unlike any other. for a fourth straight year. And as per the specs of Eric Stone Street, you are dressed as an Auguste clown. You're like the Buffalo Bills of this contest.
Can I get a hug for Mark Sadness? Anybody? No?
Oh, boy, the sandwich board's flying all over. What a mess.
Come on, millennials. Come on, millennials. There you go.
Come on, big finish. Finish up strong.
Yeah. There you go. Nicely done.
And it's love. All right. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. And my apologies to the Roku channel audience there for the dead air. It's okay, Mike. I've got it. It's fixed. I had to turn on the March Madness. Honestly, I fixed it. It's good. Oh, no. Oh, got it. All right. Whatever, Mike. Do your thing.
28, Louisville 23.
You're ahead of me.
Uh-oh.
You're ahead of me. Right now, I've got a one-point game with High Point in Purdue.
Ooh.
Got that going on.
We're remoteless.
Which is nice.
It's okay. Don't worry about it, Mike. You can be real. You're like my kid. Like, without his phone, he's lost. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Did I accidentally change the channel from over here because you handed me the wrong remote?
No, we're good.
Hey, listen. Everybody on the Roku channel is seeing the way the sausage gets made around here, and it's not great. isn't that the Tomlin drop? You may not like it. Did he say that to me? Is that what he was that?
No. He said
I can't
that.
Give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
Okay.
By the way, you would not like the ingredients to the hot dog.
He's just the greatest.
He's not lying.
Yeah, you may not like it. All right. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, along with the Roku Channel Sports live stream, the Hyundai Getaway sales event's going on right now. Get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. It's the best time to do it. Because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. And if you don't think you can get away with all that, think again. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. Do not wait. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Chris, do me this favor, too. I should do this off the air, but you know what? There's lots going on around here. What is High Point?
What is High Point?
Yeah. Is it a university? Is it what college is it?
It's a university. Would you like to know where it's located?
I do. I want to know everything about High Point because right now they're giving Purdue through just one television timeout all it can handle. How's that sound?
All right,
this is from 9 to 8.
The great people at Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
High Point University is a private university in High Point, North Carolina.
Ah, so it's the name of the town? Is it atop a mountain, or
yes,
is it one of those like
the name of the town,
or is it one of those like gated villages where they call it Mountain View and it's not around a mountain and there's no view of a mountain?
It is affiliated with the United Methodist Church.
Okay.
It was founded in 1924 and became a university. It was a college at first, became a university in 1991.
Okay.
They offer 66 undergraduate majors,
and they lead Purdue by two right now.
They lead Purdue by two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
their nickname is the Panthers.
The High Point Panthers.
They are purple and white are their primary colors.
So, sort of like Roku.
And their mascot is Prowler the Panther.
Prowler the Panther. So, High Point, what is the elevation of High Point, North Carolina? Do we have that?
110 feet.
Good question.
I would take the over on that. Something's called a High Point.
They have 6,300 students, 51 undergrads, and 1,200 postgrads.
Okay.
Elevation
of High Point, North Carolina. This is important information. I should have known this, otherwise I would have chosen the upset.
Tubby Smith went to High Point. 938 feet.
That is not high.
Tubby Smith.
That's not. Tubby Smith went to High Point?
Yeah, he went there and he went back and coached the basketball team.
Got to be honest with you. If something's not even 1,000 feet above elevation, you call it a high point? Like, what's
it's like an average point.
It's
average point.
Is there a school average point
university?
Because some people overachieve. Most of us don't. We're kind of average. So I need an average point university.
You know, I'm just saying. We're learning. We're growing. Here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Trying to think if there's anything else interesting about High Point.
You know what's really interesting? They're tied at Purdue at 11 at the 14-minute mark of the first half. We'll check in on that.
Coming to the under 12 break, Rich.
I mean, if there's any school that is just like, if you think of the name of a school for the NCAA tournament for a surprise, Creighton is it, right? Or Drake. You got to go with Drake or Creighton.
Love the Drake.
You know? All right, that's our NCAA tournament update.
Break it down.
Break it down like this.
You know what I mean? Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jeremy Fowler is going to join us next. Let's ask him the question, like, where are the trades? Is it really the Titans going to choose Cam Ward? And what's going on with Aaron Rodgers? ESPN's Jeremy Fowler with the info next. Still here on the Roku
the March Madness Zone.
Channel.
Rich Eisen.
That's right.
I love that. We should have that.
Which is what?
Our March Madness Zone. Like, we should have someone.
I'm sure CBS must have it.
Belly?
Creighton's up.
Belly, like in the corner. That's all he does.
He's up 15, with, like, guys. Creighton is up 15.
Creighton was good this year. I did a lot
shout out to Benoit Benjamin.
Did anybody pick?
Creighton was really good this
year.
I don't know.
I would have taken them.
I keep threatening to print out my bracket, but I don't. I don't know. I was throwing darts the other night.
You guys didn't know. Like basketball, you guys were not around. Like you. No
what does that mean, basketball? You guys are not around. Can you finish your sentence?
Because I said Creighton. Thank you.
I've been around college.
I've been around basketball. What do you mean, basketball? You guys are not around.
You guys were not.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm the pro.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
you know,
you're the pro.
Women and men's. I did the UCLA USC women's game. I did.
I mean, unfortunately,
Renee was very happy that I was able to explain that to
Mike Del Tufo. You're referring to women's sports now. We're going to have a clip of that.
Yeah, exactly,
Mike. I was sitting in my Indianapolis hotel room after the combine watching the game.
See?
So you don't have to work it and move a fader to know about the game. So while you're just sitting in your in your booth using the moment to create a selfie for your Instagram, sitting in my hotel room watching it.
I was in commercial break.
By the way, marveling at how it sounded.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
I have top rated.
So I just love how you're like, I work the game, so I know more than you sitting in your hotel room watching it.
I watch more basketball.
How much do you know?
How
much more do you know than me? Because you're working it and I'm watching it. Because
I paid attention a little bit to the
basketball. A little bit.
I did.
Listen, no. You were away for De Niro yesterday. You insulted me a little bit. As if I don't know.
Games are on the house.
You aren't spending a split moment.
I do pay attention to college basketball.
Oh, really?
I do actually.
But for here, you give me the treatment, but for FS1, like, working
Juju
a fader.
One of my favorite
players. That was Big Fox that night. Because that's how I was able to watch it in my hotel room.
High Point, North Carolina, birthplace of John Coltrane.
I had no idea. Great job to get me off of on Del Tufo's case. Honestly.
I was waiting for an opening.
Thank you, Chris.
So your MO here is to half pay attention to working here. And you go there and you're locked in so focused that you're now
an expert.
Yeah, seriously.
You guys got to
get
more
action. Vital.
I need more action.
It's you and Seth.
You're Vital. You're Vital and
more mics, more action.
Digger Phelps rolled in one.
Tie lighter.